Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR
and iHeart Radio Station.
Yesterday, a network news anchor announced she's pregnant and gay. She came out. We're going to have an NFL player soon, too, right?
That's the rumor. They have pretty good sources on that rumor.
This was NBC's Jenna Wolf and Stephanie Gosk, her partner, her wife.
I have some big news. This is big for me. I'm actually pregnant. I'm quite pregnant, actually.
Wait, there's more.
My girlfriend Stephanie Gosk and I, who works here at NBC, we're expecting a baby girl.
What do you do?
We're excited. I'm due August 27th, but I'm told it doesn't actually happen on that day. Again, this is all hearsay. These are all things I'm just hearing for the first time.
Hmm. So in a way, the announcement was a non-announcement. She was announcing she was pregnant and with my girlfriend.
Right. Not,
but I thought Roker said to her, "What do you do?" Like, sexually, I mean. The two women.
How does that work? You got a sponsor
did
yet?
It sound like Roker said, "What do you do?"
That's what he said, yeah.
He said when are you due?
Oh, I thought he was saying, "What do you do?" Like,
I know.
To get pregnant.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's great that people don't have to hide anymore, for the most part. It depends on your job, obviously. The NFL is still sorting this one out. But I do wonder, like, when someone makes an announcement, it's none of my business. So I'm too polite to ask. But, you know, there's different ways that same-sex couples get with child. And so, yeah, I am always curious, but I figure that's up to them to tell who they want to tell, their friends or nobody if they want.
Yeah. Right?
Just came a stork. My mom stuck with the stork. So I didn't even have the right to know about regular and conception.
She did go into some little detail, not like graphic how we had a child, but she said we picked out a girl, and you know, she's having a girl. She knows that already.
How did she know to pick out a girl?
That was a little more than I
don't know how you can do that.
Yeah,
you can't do that yet.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
She must have meant we picked out the sperm, and we're also having a girl.
Do you have the rest of the announcement?
No, that was the only clip that was available.
You can pick out sperm, but you can't yet. Pick out boy or girl.
Fertilized eggs don't have gender definition yet. Is that what?
No, implantation.
Who knows these days? I mean,
and by that, by the way, that'll come. And there are some people severely morally opposed to picking gender. Their worry is that a certain gender might be favored, as is in some countries, and that we will throw society out of balance. We'll throw, you know, the battle of the sexes will be tilted in one direction or another. Now, well, I guess they're worried that more people will want male children. Is that right?
It's already happened. I mean, when China had their one baby policy, there's this disproportionate amount of single men in China. There aren't enough women.
They would abort females? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what do you mean would? As if it doesn't
happen. It's still happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I don't know. I kind of figure... obviously, if it's in some terrible country with bad human rights, it's one thing. But if it's here, and you get to pick your gender, this is the great country. We're not
right.
Cypriots.
Texters are saying that gender selection is totally possible and that we should check it out. Is there a chance that I'm wrong about this?
No, my wife tried that. She was hanging from the ceiling. We were doing a trapeze act.
That's not what we're talking about.
While you are fertilizing your own eggs, how can you pick a boy or a girl?
I don't think you can. All right, 9:04. More on that later. Jenna Wolf, Stephanie Goss, congratulations to you.
Great news.
These people who toil more than 8 hours a day in 110-degree heat are not convicts on Sheriff Joe Arpaio's chain gang in the Arizona desert. You know who they are? They're competitive hot yoga masters. Benjamin Lohr spent 2 years submerging himself in this culture, with the people who practice Bikram Yoga. The result was his bestseller book. It's called Hellbent, Obsession, Pain, and the Search for Something Like Transcendence in Competitive Yoga. Now, this Bikram Yoga is big news. There's a scandal with the founder, Bikram Chowdhury, a little sex scandal. Some woman says he was inappropriate. But I don't know, you know. Benjamin's book is not about that, I guess. Benjamin Lohr is in New York, and he's on our phone right now. Benjamin, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Nice to be here.
So I have I have friends who really are big into yoga, and I've practiced a couple poses, and I get it. The stretching and using your own body to make yourself fit, there's something really beautiful about that prospect. First off, the elimination of the need for a gym membership. But then you need to rent a sweaty hall where you can go, and they make it 110 degrees, I guess. Tell me something. The first thing I want to ask you, because you're competitive, and I believe that no one can do the stuff that you're doing on the cover of your book. I don't think anybody can do that except super intense athletes, right? It's not meant for the rest of us.
Well, a few things. But I guess to pointedly answer that question, I totally disagree. I think the yoga is based around the notion that anyone can do those postures. And when I started, I was overweight, had kind of conical man boobs, as you know, a little sluggish, a little depressed, just broken up with a girlfriend, and kind of stumbled into a studio.
But how overweight? I read that you were overweight and all, but I figured, oh, maybe 6 pounds overweight. You weren't like,
there's probably about a 60-pound swing from my biggest and fattest to my leanest and meanest.
Wow.
And I've leveled off since then. But it was a substantial amount of weight that I lost. I think the determining factors with anything like that, any type of personal transformation, and it has nothing to do with Bikram yoga or hot yoga or yoga. It's dedication and repetition and faith that your body's going to change.
And what about diet? How much did you change your diet? You had to change your diet too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but one of the nice things and something that I think is unique to hot yoga is that the experience it's miserable in there. It's 105 degrees, 40% humidity. And when you're done with the class, you've just gone through this kind of wretched experience. You're feeling blissful at being finished. And the last thing you want to do is then, you know, load up on soda and junk food because you know that you're just going to head right back in there the next day.
Right. Now there's a backlash against Bikram yoga, and people say it's the McDonald's of yoga. It's too commercialized. Is this book hell-bent, like meant to discourage me from it or have me do it just right? Or what is the point of the book?
So in the introduction, all of the sex scandal stuff is in the book, in fact.
It is. Oh.
Of this coverage to some extent, It opens the door for people to speak out on some of these issues. The book is meant for you to draw your own conclusion. You know, to some extent, Hatha yoga, which is the yoga that Bikram teaches, is based on resolving opposites, whether that's strength and flexibility, contraction and extension, or good and bad. It's taking opposites and trying to find unity within them. And so I present some extremes of the Bikram world in the book, and I don't hold them out as ideals, but I think it's up to the reader to kind of resolve.
Well, and it did good things. It did good things for you, right? I mean, it was
absolutely.
You're a much healthier. I hear yoga often paired with spirituality, that yoga itself is meditative, and that a lot of people they enjoy it because it slows them down, and it can be relaxing. You don't have to go, you know, fanatical about it, and you don't have to have 110 degrees. What do you say about that?
Oh, absolutely. So I would describe, and I think most people would describe the Bikram practice as a moving meditation. It's one of the nicest parts of the practice. Look, if you're doing a boot camp workout, which I do, and I love, you know, you're pushing your body so quickly and so hard, you can get to these kind of blank spaces of mind, but it's more difficult, especially if you're in a gym where they're like blasting Gloria Gaynor in the background.
That doesn't seem very meditative.
Yeah. Whereas a yoga practice, you can still be working your body very hard, but your focus is inward, and it's focused on form and aligning your posture with the mental image of your posture.
So I'm sorry, I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
I don't know. Those types of states are just conducive to meditation.
All right. Back to the the poses, obviously, that are extremely high level of skill. One where you're on your hands, handstanding, and you have your feet bent, your back bent all the way so that you can put your feet on your head. Are you saying that someone who didn't start doing this at a young age, someone, I don't know how old you were when you started, could actually begin training?
I started at 33.
You started at 33?
No, 29 probably. Actually, I'm 33 right now. I don't know where that came from.
Okay, 4 years. But you started, that's young in my world, by the way. But you could learn how to do this stuff. And but don't you have to spend like 8 hours a day training? It's like a full-time occupation.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Both those things are true. I mean, look, the human body is made of soft tissue. Soft tissue is going to yield to repetition. Now, that can be a bad thing. That means that if you're doing the postures incorrectly and you're doing them repetitively, it's going to yield and you're going to injure yourself.
You injure yourself, yeah.
But if you're doing it properly, it's going to yield. Your body's going to change. It's going to stretch out. I don't know what type of limits there are.
It's like you're a human bonsai tree.
Yeah, he's
bought that.
What people don't recognize is the guy who has his feet comfortably resting on his head has been doing that for a long time, and he cares about doing it a lot. And so that I think it simultaneously makes it a lot less impressive because it becomes like this party trick that someone who's devoted 30 hours a week to attaining, but also it puts it into the perspective of, anyone can do this type of stuff. And it does open the doorway to understanding all sorts of different types of expertise, which in our culture we kind of put on a pedestal.
Right.
So far, I don't think we've sold a single book for you. So we got to get to the sex scandal part.
Let's get to the sex scandal.
This is the part we want to hear. How wacky is this Bikram guy? What's he up to?
So this Bikram guy, he's a guru. Basically, yep. And people pay large amounts of money to
authentic Hatha yoga master started studying at the age of 3 with his guru in India. You know, by the age of 12, he was a champion of yoga in India. He started running marathons. He became a weightlifter, and all he says, you know, he took the principles of yoga and put it into these other endeavors. Came to America, where found the community most in need of a healing medium that is yoga, which was Beverly Hills in his mind, and immediately attracted this clientele of celebrities.
Right.
From George Clooney to Madonna to Jeff Bridges to just about anyone who was big in the 70s. He started out not charging for classes, and Shirley MacLaine, this is his story at least, Shirley MacLaine took him aside and said, you know, Bikram, you should really be charging for your classes. In America, we don't respect things that are given away for free. So he started charging for classes. People flock to his yoga. I mean, it's performed at high heat, stripped down into bikinis and briefs in front of a mirror. So
you got George Clooney and people like that stripping down in a hot room. You're going to attract a crowd.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And by the way,
especially in Beverly Hills,
you're not going to eat an ice cream cone after that either because you have to go back tomorrow.
That's right.
Yep. It does. It creates a culture of health. And I think that's a double-edged sword. You know, it creates a culture of health or creates a culture of body-fixated narcissism. I mean, it's all there.
They go hand in hand.
How involved were you with Bikram? Did you know him personally? You involved with him quite often? What?
No, I didn't know him. I mean, he's a guru at this point with a following of millions. I went to one of his trainings, shelled out about $11,000 for the opportunity, which is what he charges to bend with him personally. And I experienced it for 9 weeks. We were kind of marooned at this awful hotel in San Diego, and got to listen to him give lectures. The training consists of about 4 hours of yoga a day plus unending Castro style.
But how do you have time for all your Celebrity Apprentice and all your TV reality shows if you're spending 4 hours a day wasting yourself away on yoga?
No, it's tough. I think that's his trainings. And Bikram, to his credit, has famously been very inflexible with his celebrity clientele, and it's probably, if you think about the celebrity ego, one of the reasons they're so attracted to him.
Right.
He doesn't treat them specially. He only let them into his general class. They have to bend with his regular students. He pushes them as hard as he pushes anyone else. And it comes from him having an ego that's just about as big as any celebrity ego, maybe even bigger. And so it enables the him to put them in these people who can never be put in their place.
They will. Celebrities will bow before him.
So is now, there a culture of inappropriate behavior in this community of yoga, Bikram yoga? Or did you witness him doing some where's the sexy?
So where's the sexy? So look, you have a guy who has a tremendous ego. He has built an empire of yoga based on these postures that involve conforming to his specifications. And he, for many, many times,
trying to get to the pork here.
Ruthlessly needed to control people.
Right.
And that's where the sexy comes in.
If I could bend women to, if I could bend women to any position I wanted, right, just as a part of my
and
job.
And they're paying you.
And they're paying me to do it. I see where you're going. Yeah.
And truthfully, it gets more sinister than that. You know, he's created a continuum in his teacher training where it's very difficult to distinguish where lines are drawn. He makes tons of dirty jokes on stage. He's standing around in a Speedo. This is a guy at 67 years old, you know, doing like hip thrusts. He leverages kind of cultural differences to say, like, you come up and massage your guru, you brush your guru's hair, and then he invites people up to his suite to watch Bollywood movies with him. And it's just this sliding scale that makes it very difficult to know what is inappropriate, when things are inappropriate, which means that when inappropriate things happen, it makes it difficult for people in the community to say something.
Right.
Especially given the realities that these are people who shelled out $11,000 to be there, love his yoga, have probably gone through crazy personal transformations. They think it's brought them, and not just think, but it has brought them amazing benefit.
And now, when people do this hot yoga around the country, do they license it from him, right? He's kind of a big, he's the franchisee, yeah, right? Or they're the franchisee.
He does have a franchise program. Yep. It's actually relatively new. I think there are a lot of studios who just put his name on the outside and don't pay him money. That's actually all gets very vague very quickly. Gifts, what amounts to a gift to the guru, and what the regular payment, and what the franchise plan, and so it's kind of unclear and murky. Right.
And so Sarah, the gal who's made the complaint, you know her, right?
Sure. I interviewed her for the book.
Got it.
And she is a wholesome kind of yogi devotee, as into the yoga as anyone. She found it at age 20, and she told me in the book, at least, she took her first class. She was a little depressed, and she came out, you know, positively seeing, and realized almost immediately after her first class that she wanted to go teach this yoga to sad people.
And this guy told her that, I knew you in a past life, and by the way, here's a Rolex. Do you want to come watch some movies with me, right?
Right, which is like the classy, creepy line.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard it, while doing interviews with other people for the book, I heard variations of that line, him talking to, telling, you know, we have the same birthday. We were born together in a past life.
Here's
we
a Casio.
You know, that's just a creepy line.
You are allowed to eat pork on Friday.
He only offered me a Casio. Right. What's up with that?
But my whole question about this and the lawsuit that just came out is, this all happened in, what, 2005? Why did she wait 8 years to go
Good
after
question.
This guy?
It's a great question, and it's one that I think you can address only by really thinking about the dynamics of the community.
The watch stopped working, one of the two.
No, when you get to a place where it goes back to the pressure of a yoga community, or you could call it a cult, but you have people around you who are telling you, you know, this guy is great, he's spreading great things for everyone. You believe in this passionately. There's humongous financial pressures, not just that you've decided for the last 5 years to make a career out of this, and your career is directly tied to this person's wins. You know, Bikram can strip you of your teaching license.
Oh, really? He can ground you like the FAA?
He can ground you.
Wow.
Everyone signs kind of this draconian contract as soon as you walk into one of his trainings. It is filled with legalese that basically amounts to what he wants to do.
And I believe we nailed that on the old delay, the Janet Jackson stop.
Speaking of that verbal slippage, used to teach sex ed in New York high schools. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has your book
changed anything about any of this? Has he responded to it? I mean, if he didn't think it was true, he would come after you, but he isn't, right?
I think he would have a tough time coming after me. Right. I think as the lawsuit shows, there are a lot of people who have been waiting in the wings for some of this stuff to come public. It was a fear-based community when I found it. People were very unwilling to go on record.
Wow.
I think he would be opening up a Pandora's box. That's not to put it past him. I mean, he's very litigious. He sued the hell out of a number of former instructors, and he is very conscious of his reputation and when damaged. So it's not to say he won't sue, but I think it would probably be a mistake.
All right, now,
or at least it would open up a wider door.
Does this form of yoga survive? Is it bigger than he is? Is it survive him?
Well, yoga survives him for sure.
Oh, yoga does, but Bikram yoga has become...
Hot yoga survives him. You know, at this point, hot yoga, which Bikram completely innovated and originated, exists with his former students in amounts that almost rival his official students.
There you go.
So no question it survives him.
So, is hot yoga like the generic term for it, for people who don't want to pay for his license?
You got it.
There you go.
I mean, a lot of Bikram studios now will call themselves Hot Yoga and put the Bikram in parentheses because it's bigger than just him. I think it's definitely bigger than him as just a person. He was a teacher who taught, at this point, tens of thousands of teachers, and people are going to take it and they're going to innovate with it just the way he innovated with it. I think.
Should we consider your book pro yoga, because you are dealing with the inspiring and the sinister.
Yeah. Well, what's pro yoga mean? I mean, look, yoga is a body weight exercise that encourages meditation. Of course it's pro yoga. Those things are good for you. Is it encouraging people to buy in wholly to someone who asks you to surrender before them? No. And is it fascinating because it details lots of stories that go along with this community? Absolutely.
Yes, buy it.
It's a completely fascinating book. Yeah. But,
it's a fascinating book if you must get the opinion of Benjamin.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
Odd that I would have that opinion.
Do you have poses in the book? Is the book a teaching tool too, or is it mostly a story?
It's a story of a community. It's not a teaching device. That's because it really is meant as much for the general reader as it is for the Bikram yoga person. It's a doorway into this crazy world that kind of exists. There's 19 studios in New York City alone. People walk by these all the time, and this is like dropping down the rabbit hole to see this kind of crazy world.
Benjamin Lohr, the story Obsession, Pain, and the Search for Something Like Transcendence, Hellbent, Competitive Yoga. And you yourself, are you a teacher?
I'm certified. I might be decertified at this point.
He could decertify you.
You're lucky that was all he D something.
With a wave of his magic wand.
No, I was a New York City public high school teacher before writing the book, as you mentioned in teaching sex ed. And actually, dealing with high school students kind of gave me the proper moral grounding to write the book, or just the experience. I mean, I had dealt with students who had been put in very compromising positions.
Right.
By the adults in their life.
In positions of authority, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it gave me a moral grounding that I don't know. It really prepared me to write this.
All right. Benjamin Lohr, Benjamin's Hellbent. We'll have a link on our website, bobrivers.com. Thank you, Benjamin.
Hey, thanks. Total pleasure.
All right. We have a Word of the Day winner on line 3. I've forgotten what the Word of the Day was. Let's find out. Paul, go ahead.
I'm going to celebrate winning this contest by having a stuffed pork chop for dinner tonight.
Pork chop.
Yeah, very nice sentence. Okay, Pedro gave you the double prize sound effect, so Seth will tell you what you've won.
Thank you.
Yeah. Paul, you've won a pair of tickets to watch...
Hey, Seth, move that microphone closer to your mouth.
I totally will.
Excuse me?
More professional.
All right, here we go.
All right. Again, Paul, you've won a pair of tickets to watch the Washington Stealth take on the Calgary Roughnecks with Spike on Saturday, March 30th.
Cool. Thanks.
And the double twofer.
And the second prize
is you've won a pair of tickets to see Jersey Boys, also with Spike. You're going to be good buddies with
him. Well, I hope you smell good. Yeah. We're going to be close and personal a couple times.
He's going to teach you some yoga poses, too.
It'll be great.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, I've had heart issues, so Spike and I have got something in common.
Great.
All great. Right.
We'll wrap each other in bacon and kiss goodbye. Isn't that great?
Hang on just a sec. That's Paul, the word of the day winner. Okay. Still to come, we still have a few more stories to get to. Seattle is going to limit pot growing and selling. We did that earlier, but we'll run through the restrictions quickly. CBS has renewed 18 shows. Joe mentioned earlier Two and a Half Men wasn't renewed. We'll tell you which shows are coming back. Tiger Woods is once again the number one golfer in the world, and all's good with Nike?
Nike is reminding you of that in a kind of controversial ad.
Didn't they, like, abandon him during his difficulties?
Oh, they bailed, but the message of this ad is the most unsettling and I think maybe worst decisions Nike's ever made.
All right. Give Him the Boot is another story from the New York Post. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Follow me, love me, American man. What I like about you.
Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
It's that time again. Les Schwab's Spring Tire Sale. One of our biggest sales of the year. Come in and get great deals on some of our most popular tires. But hurry, the Spring Tire Sale ends April 30th. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Win a $1,000 spending spree from Les Schwab. Text the word WIN to 83350 and you're entered to win a $1,000 gift certificate. Good at any Les Schwab Tire Center in Western Washington. And everyone who enters receives exclusive deals direct from Les Schwab Tire Centers.
My name is Kurt. I like certain things, like a great haircut. That's why I go to Great Clips. They have clip notes, notes that tell them exactly what I like. I don't want to be
Mr. Rockstar, right? I don't want an awesome fad, okay? I'm not
the latest superstar, movie star who everyone wants to
be. I'm Kurt. That's why I go to Great Clips.
New clip notes. Don't just get a cut, get your haircut. Only at Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Over 70 great Seattle-Tacoma area locations.
Want to know more about your old jewelry, gold, or coins? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
This year, make your Easter celebration special with a little help from Fred Meyer. In one easy stop, you can pick up a delicious flame-crafted ham for dinner or brunch, Easter decor, toys, and adorable Easter dresses. And don't forget ready-to-fill baskets and everyone's favorite Easter candies. We call it one-hop shopping. So save time, money, and gas by getting everything you need for Easter at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Markdown Madness at Evergreen Ford with over 250 trucks in stock. We have 20 Supercab 4x4s, sticker priced at $36,000, marked down to $23,900. EvergreenFord.com or exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
See dealer for details.
Do you have everything you need for Easter? All the eggs, dye kits, and chocolate bunnies? Well, this year, why not make Easter special and make it simple with a little help from QFC? It's easy to find that perfect ham for dinner or brunch and bring home some fresh asparagus or other favorites from the produce department. You don't have to spend all of your time in the kitchen. QFC's deli and bakery can whip up hors d'oeuvres and delectable desserts. And don't forget the Easter lilies and flowers for your table. QFC has it all, and at prices you'll love. Of course, you'll also find all the chocolate eggs, marshmallow peeps, and other treats for your kids, and so much more. Happy Easter from QFC.
The best Easter meals start at QFC. Bring home a Hormel spiral sliced half ham for only $1.79 a pound. And a hickory smoked Gusto shank half ham is just 99 cents a pound. And for a sweet taste of spring, pick up Driscoll strawberries and get two cartons for $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Jersey Boys is coming to the Fifth Avenue Theater. The Tony Award-winning Jersey Boys will be in town April 4th through May the 4th. And if you'd like to see the show, win tickets, just give me your best Jersey accent. Give me a little forget about it. Give me a little what's it do you? Call 206-494-2852 and give me your best jersey. 10 people will win a pair of tickets to join me April 5th for a 2 p.m. matinee show. Your best jersey, 206-494-2852. See Jersey Boys with Spike and 95.7 KJR. FM.
The rock and roll icon returns to the concert stage.
Thank you!
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live. The rock Rock and Roll Never Forgets Tour. With very special guest, Joe Walsh. Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale now to see Bob Seger.
Take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Your tickets right now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone. 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with very special guest, Joe Walsh. For more info, go to BobSeger.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, this is Steve Slayton, and you know, every day on 95.7 KJR, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we play the music you want to hear, and you do like it. You know what? Your customers like it too. So why doesn't your ad play here? It could. Just go to 957KJR.com, keyword advertise.
Norwegian Cruise Line Radio. We're broadcasting live from the ship, learning more about Norwegian Cruise Line's upgrade wave. The perfect time to act fast and book a balcony for the price of an ocean view. Today's expert upgrade wave catcher is Dr. Von Vaihe, a biological oceanographic physicist on his way to Alaska.
Greetings.
So, doctor, how does an upgrade wave form?
It's quite simple. A balance of lunar cycles and hydrological tectonics and a revolutionary offer from Norwegian Cruise Line. Then behold, the upgrade wave.
Does the upgrade wave have special characteristics?
The upgrade wave is marked by free balcony upgrades, in addition to spectacular views of wildlife and glacier formations. It's a breakthrough in cruising.
Catch the upgrade wave with the youngest ships sailing Alaska. Norwegian Sun, Norwegian Pearl, and Norwegian Jewel. Get up to $500 in airfare and kids cruise half off on Norwegian Sun. Visit NCL.com today or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE or your travel professional. Restrictions apply. Not valid on every sailing. Ships registry, Bahamas and USA.
It's about heart, skill, and sacrifice. It's about the name on the front being more important than the one on the back. It's about bringing the Champions Cup back to Washington. The march to the playoffs is on. Catch the madness as the Washington Stealth battle the Calgary Roughnecks for playoff hosting rights on Saturday, March 30th at the Comcast Arena. Call 877-MY-75-TIX or visit HockeyWithBalls.com.
Washington Stealth Lacrosse. It's like hockey.
With balls.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're working with an accident. Southbound 405, the ramp from 527 is partially blocked by a collision there. It's causing a little bit of a delay, or at least adding to that delay as you make your way out to 522. The Valley Freeway is a parking lot from after 222nd all the way up to 180th. They've got some road work going on just north of 405 that has one lane blocked, and that's what's causing that major delay.
This traffic report is brought to you by Gap Outlet.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off store-wide at Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store. Hurry! Shop Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store in Auburn and North Bend. Shop Gap Outlet in Centralia, Union Gap, Burlington, or Tulalip.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Please, you gotta do this for me. Can you take your name off your phone? My wife has my phone, and maybe call. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number.
Your whole body's moving, and your senses are more heightened, and everything's.
My favorite hit song by Tiger Woods. All right, that ad will be controversial. 9:33. Good morning, everybody. Listen throughout the rest of the day today and all weekend long as 95.7 KJR, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, gives away tickets to Heart by Heart next Wednesday night. And what that is a special show featuring the guys, the former members of Heart, who are all going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Ann and Nancy and Howard. This is Mike DeRozier, Steve Fossen, and Roger Fisher playing with Summer Masick. And all the Heart hits rocked like they were rocked originally. By the way, I mentioned earlier Summer, and I got the name of the band wrong that she was in. It was called Straight On.
Right. Heartless is a different band. I think Brenda Cashmere is the lead singer in that band. Great band. In this town, there's a lot of people who are raised
to Heart. Yeah.
On Heart. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, did you ever mention what the Tiger ad was?
The Tiger ad? No. I have a picture of it in front of me. Is this a billboard or a magazine ad, Pedro?
I believe it's a magazine.
This is online. This is an online ad.
Because if this was a billboard, neighborhoods would want it taken down.
Yeah. I think it's the worst decision Nike's ever made.
Well, I think that taking advantage of little children is probably the worst decision they've
made. Good point.
I think making children slaves to build your sneakers is worse than this.
You might be right about that.
It's easy to describe this ad. It's a picture of Tiger Woods. He's scrunched down like he's eyeing a birdie putt,
exactly.
Basically. And he's looking at it, and he's trying to decide how to shoot it and whether it'll go in. There is a large, in quotations, sentence. It says, "Winning takes care of everything. Tiger Woods, world number one." Congratulating Tiger for being number one.
Mm-hmm.
The implication of the sentence is, it's all good now. You can bang whoever you want.
All is forgiven.
Well, you're free to buy as much Nike stuff as you want.
I do want to mention that a texter points out that when Tiger Woods had been asked repeatedly what it's going to take for him to get back to number one, you know, when he was doing really badly,
right?
He used to say, winning takes care of everything.
Sure. That's their cover for putting this up.
Right, that it's his line.
But you don't take out a monstrous ad without thinking about all the different ways it might be taken.
Of course.
Yeah. So
one would hope.
Nike wants us to talk about this to distract from the school children who are making 10 cents a day to make their sneakers.
Yay, they have jobs.
It's not working on me.
Instead of no job.
Yeah.
Sounds like it says, it's okay to cheat on your wife. It's okay to do anything you want.
As long as you
win. Long as you're good at what you do. As long as you're good at your job, you can be a dirtbag in the rest of your life.
You know, Kobe Bryant was accused of raping a girl, and his wife was going to leave him. And then Kobe won. Kobe was MVP basketball again, and the world forgave Kobe. I mean, but Nike didn't put out a huge Kobe Bryant winning takes care of everything billboard. Yeah. You didn't do that. You know, what if it was OJ? What if OJ was on the, you know, OJ's just won the intramural volleyball game in prison. There's OJ. Winning takes care of everything.
He's a winner. Well, the phrase would be, he's a winner again. Congratulations, OJ. Nike.
I will never look at Nike the same way again.
So you're upset with Nike?
I think it's a terrible idea and a terrible
quick
message.
Quick vote from the texters, 52309. Are you upset with Nike or are we all just too sensitive? 52309. Winning takes care of everything. While I wait for the texters to weigh in, we mentioned that Two and a Half Men didn't get renewed earlier today when we were speaking with Josh Gad, who's co-starring with Ashton Kutcher in that Jobs movie. So Ashton Kutcher's, you know, reign on Two and a Half Men last 2 years gives him a pile of money, but why did they cancel the show? I thought it was
They have not canceled the show. They just have not renewed the show. Just
well, that like, usually means canceled.
Well, no, just well, it may mean that, but like John was saying, sometimes you don't hear till May.
It's false alarm. Then they're just negotiating with Ashton
Kutcher. That's bingo.
Think of the Seattle Mariners who are going to open baseball on Monday. They start spring training.
No, I got it.
Okay,
you don't have to explain it twice.
If Ashton doesn't decide to sign back on, which he might not, then what do they do?
Oh, they kill him.
No,
and they bring a new guy in. Yeah, they kill him and they bring Seth Rogen in. Something.
I think it killed the show.
That'd be great.
No, I see you've set
a
precedent
now.
It's like American Idol. I don't care who the host of the show is.
CeeLo Green, Two and a Half Men. This show's got more problems than that too. I mean,
what other problems?
You don't have a half a man anymore. You know that guy, that kid.
Two and three quarters men. You just changed the name of the show.
The kid has grown. He is a man.
Was it Angus T. Jones?
Yeah, and Angus is a little.
He was trouble.
Plus, with all his religious stuff, he's driving him nuts too.
Right. So you're down to one man who is actually. All right.
I'll predict, because it's a hugely successful franchise, that it continues. Here are the shows they canceled. Wow. Here are the shows they renewed.
Yeah, they
wow.
Yeah. Oh, no surprises
NCIS
whatsoever.
NCIS is canceled? What? Yeah.
They renewed NCIS, Mike and Molly, Two Broke Girls. Great show, by the way.
Yep.
How I Good Writing, How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, Elementary, which I have not seen, but that's the Sherlock
Holmes
thing.
It's a great show. It is. Is it Lucy Liu, right? Brilliant show.
The she's great, I think, in everything she does.
Me too.
The Amazing Race and Survivor survived. It'll be a weird day when Survivor gets voted off the show list.
I'd be surprised if they ever quit that franchise.
Think? Yeah. Okay, what did people say when we asked them to vote on the Tiger Woods ad?
They are split right down the middle. A bunch of people agree with Spike, and then you've got people saying the ad's funny, and comparing infidelity to murder is a little extreme.
They're the ones that use the word everything. If they'd have said, winning takes care of infidelity, I'm all in.
Someone says,
that's fine.
You wimps are way too sensitive. You belong in Seattle, the place where everyone is offended about something.
Yeah.
Someone says,
you belong in Seattle. Where's this texter calling from?
Right.
Winning.
What's the area code on that text?
206.
206.
Yep. Don't be a bunch of goody-goodies. Get over it. Someone says, that ad's true. Everyone forgave Michael Vick. Someone says,
hey, I'm not saying that they haven't nailed the American culture. They got it. They got us down. They know what we do. They know we'll buy sneakers made by 10-year-olds. They got it. Nike's got it right. But do you champion a guy who was, 2 years ago was a dirtbag, but just because he found his swing again and is making putts and is number one golfer in the world, everything's okay? Guy's
still a
dirtbag. Are
you trying to convince them differently?
All I said was Nike made a lousy
move. You're lecturing again.
Move.
I'm just wondering who you're lecturing.
The guy who told me that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Bunch
I'm
of
a
people have never liked Nike. Someone else says, I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. It doesn't mean I support what he did to his wife or family. Someone says, so Nike's looking for cheap publicity and they got it.
That's
someone,
it.
Yeah. Someone else says, seriously, guys, what's Tiger supposed to do? Give away all his money, quit playing golf, and live the rest of his life with his head hung in shame?
I love the text that says, have you seen his wife's, his ex-wife's hat? Divorce takes care of everything.
Actually, I saw a really funny picture the other day. His wife is now dating a billionaire, like gorgeous gentleman. Right. And that guy's yacht was parked right in front of Tiger Woods' yacht, and it's just a little bit bigger.
Ah.
Yeah, thank you, TMZ. Right. For
give
that.
Him the boot. Jeffrey Hellman, you may remember him, the barefoot beggar who famously received a free pair of boots from a big-hearted police officer.
That was
remember
the,
him?
The viral photo that went around the world, a down-on-his-luck guy and a cop giving him a brand new pair of shoes in the middle of winter in New York City.
It was a miracle on whatever street it was.
Right.
Well, turns out he's not homeless. He has an apartment. And he makes several hundred dollars a day. Is he like a celebrity homeless guy now? Is that they paying him more because they recognize him, or is it just that's how much a homeless guy makes in New York?
This is reported by the New York Post, and they're saying they followed him back, and they got him to admit that, yeah, I do this for a living. I'm not homeless. Now, I don't know a year ago if he would have said that, now that he is kind of a celebrity. But one thing is for sure, he has no shortage of shoes.
He has at least 30 pairs of shoes and boots at home because everyone sees him and they want to give him shoes.
Boots.
Oh, you poor guy, you don't have shoes again.
Nice.
When that cop did that, my friend Dave, who lives in New York, said that he gave this particular gentleman a pair of shoes the winter beforehand and that it was all BS. And everyone was like, whatever, Dave, you just think all homeless guys look alike. This guy has been a scam.
Sometimes the skeptics are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're wrong. Most New Yorkers will doubtless be disappointed to learn that the inspiring tale of the police officer's kindness would have such a cynical end. Few will be surprised, however. There is a moral to the story that is especially timely, according to the New York Post. New York is a generous city at both the individual and government level. In addition to private charity, those in need can count on a whole raft of services, from shelter to food to rent subsidies and Medicaid. Most New Yorkers are more than willing to pay as long as their dollars go to help people truly in distress. Hillman reminds us those that exploit generosity are out there too. Important for the city to assure that all of its assistance goes to people who really need it. And as Spike was saying earlier, you know, if someone's on public assistance and they're spending the money on drugs,
kind of pisses you off.
Yeah. All right.
That brought to you by Select Comfort.
Let's see. A bacteria in your gut may be the key to weight loss. They keep coming up with ways to lose weight that don't involve eating less. And here's yet another one.
Well, this is more of an excuse than a, you know, but there's a lot of truth to this.
Sure there is. The bacterial makeup in the intestines may help determine whether people gain weight or lose it, according to two new studies, one in humans and one in mice. The researchers also found that a popular weight loss operation, the gastric bypass, which shrinks the stomach and rearranges the intestines, seems to work in part by shifting the balance of bacteria in the digestive tract. Care about this?
Yes. I mean, I care about it because, you know, I've got quite a bit of gut there.
Mm. People who get the surgery, you've said you'll never get the surgery.
I haven't said never, but it's certainly very far from my mind. It far would be a last resort.
Yeah. There's things to eat much closer to your mind than getting the surgery.
If a doctor told me, and by the way, I'll have to have an appointment with the doctor, and he said, this is what you got to do, I might consider it. Right. But I know, for one, I know I'm pretty healthy, even though I am overweight.
I want to see you start the Bikram yoga.
That would probably work if I sat in a sweat box. Yeah. I wouldn't even have to bend much. Just put me in a sweat box, you know, for a day.
All right. So people who have the surgery lose 65 to 75% of their excess weight, and they think bacteria changes account for 20%. So what is the bacteria?
Well, they've seen that in overweight people, there's a different level of this bacteria in them than in people that aren't overweight. So if they can figure out how to balance the bacteria, the weight may come off of you. I mean, obviously, if you don't, you know, you're not bathing in chocolate cake or whatever, but some people struggle with weight more than others. Is that
simple?
You ever
take a probiotic?
No, I've taken plenty of antibiotics.
Do you know what a probiotic is? I know, it's a weird term, isn't it?
Probiotics like a live culture that you eat for your intestines.
Well, actually, I think I'm taking one right now.
Yeah, for example, yogurt is probiotic in that it has healthy bacteria for your gut.
Right.
A probiotic pill, they're pretty expensive, but you can buy them in grocery stores, is essentially supercharged even more than yogurt. It has all different kinds of bacteria that are good for you. And if you take that stuff, it helps your digestion.
Yeah.
Is that why some people can eat like crazy and are razor thin? Because I got a cousin, Dean, that guy eats like a horse. And he's always been tiny and thin. Always.
I don't know. What do you think of that?
I think that has to do with genetics.
Some of it may.
But does that mean you got more bacteria in your gut? Or
may.
You always get noted when you're kind of a bigger person and you say, some people just have big bones. Some people win the genetic lottery. It's harder for me than it is for you. But there is some truth to that. There's also truth to calories in, calories out. If you work out, you'll get thinner. It's like a 50-50.
The whole thing is like a complicated cell phone plan. You have to look at all the different aspects.
And there are those families where the grandparents, the parents, the kids, they're all super tall and wafer thin. Right. Then there are those families where everyone's heavy. And yes, they all eat together.
Plus, the guy who seems to eat whatever he wants is eating in front of you. The guy who seems to eat nothing and gains a lot of weight is eating when no one's looking.
Right. Well, I know we you know, our families hang together. And I can watch Dean and he'll put down huge, huge amounts of food. I mean, it's not like he's the only time he's eaten once a day is in front of people. I know the guy eats. He just has a furnace.
Well, I think
his metabolism is burning.
I'd love to have
food.
That, boy. I'd give anything to
and
have
that's
that.
The word right there, metabolism, your metabolic rate, the rate that you, you know, burn stuff off, I think varies in every body.
It does. In fact, everybody is different.
Oh, apparently there's a detox diet by Dr. Junger's based on this bacteria balance, and somebody on text is doing it right now.
Let us know how it goes. In a second study, they found overweight people were more likely to have a certain type of intestinal microbe that may contribute to weight gain by helping to digest certain nutrients and making the calories available. So in other words, it doesn't allow you to pass through as much as you ordinarily would.
Ooh, there are also studies that show that intestinal bacteria may even play a part in multiple sclerosis. Check out fecal transplantation.
Oh, I've got a...
No, thank you.
I've got a whole open afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was trying to...
Should I do an image search on that?
No. I was wondering what to do.
That's what I call cleaning the cat box, fecal transplantation.
And you're the only doctor who calls it that.
All right. Here's Molly from Seattle. Hi, Molly.
Oh, hi, Bob. I've been using probiotics for about 15 years, and all of my siblings are overweight, and I'm not.
And you think it's because you're keeping your gut healthy?
Well, I think it's part of it. I think there are other factors, too, you know, but I think when you feel good, if that part of your digestive tract is working, you assimilate food better, you know which foods bother you more than if we're just eating junk.
Right.
Yeah.
I pop them. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Is that a daily thing? Is that a...
You know what? I do it once in a while. I buy them in bulk on sale at Walgreens or Bartels.
You got to keep them in your fridge, right? Because they're alive or something?
It depends on the ones. Some of them come in foil-sealed packets. Which ones do you use, Molly?
Well, I've always taken a really good, like, prescription strength.
Right.
You can get them at pharmacies over the counter. But there are some good ones at Super Supplements. There's a lot of different varieties that you can take.
And yeah, I'd read up on it. It seems to make me feel better. I mean, some of this stuff, I think it's a placebo. I think half of the stuff in those nutrition stores is just like a bottle that might fix me.
And I know who's somebody who's had that transplant. Their child had the transplant, the fecal transplant, and it really helped him.
Oh, I've heard of this. This is where you put someone else's feces into you?
Literally.
Yeah, somebody with healthy bacteria, they actually replaced their...
Joe, go for it, dude. Be the experimental guy.
Make a smoothie.
Make it a nice smoothie. It tastes like bananas.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they actually go in the other end, right?
Yeah, oh, okay. That's a little better.
Doesn't make it any better. I'm sorry.
All right, Molly, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Great, great subject. Let's end on something else.
Hey, I got something. I got an animal at home that is either committing suicide or is a drug addict. And I'm not sure what's going on. This is the weirdest thing.
What's your animal?
Started 2 days ago. Okay, I'm in my room taking an afternoon nap, and I hear this thumping against the window.
It's bird flying into the window.
It is.
Okay.
But it's doing it like, boom.
Same bird?
Yeah. Boom. I mean, like, he did it for, like, for 3 minutes, and I got up and moved the curtain, and he flew away.
He wants you to kiss him so he can turn back into a handsome prince. I know this bird.
That's a frog.
No, it's a frog.
Well, he came back the next day.
And flew into the same window.
And did the exact same thing, and I'm thinking, okay.
Now, birds die doing this. It's a big story. We've reported on it before.
I know.
But this bird is not dying.
It's a robin, and I got a video of just the bird hitting the curtain, so you can hear the sound of it. And I'm trying to get a picture of the bird, you know, because the bird will sit on the railing of a little, we got a little Juliet balcony off our bedroom. He'll sit on the railing and throw himself in the window 5-10 times in a row. Is he just getting high? Is he trying to alter his cerebral state to anesthetize himself? I mean, Eric said many times, all animals have found a way to anesthetize themselves.
But yeah, they do
three
things.
Days in a row, this bird has come by and just beat his head against the
glass. Does anybody know on the text 52309?
My theory is what this bird is doing is building a nest. It's that time of year in somewhere in the area. And he forgets that window's there because...
He just wrapped himself in the head?
Well, he's a bird brain. I mean, there's a reason for that saying. This guy has a pretty small brain, and his memory is not of there being a window there. So he keeps running into that thing going, dang, I forgot that thing was there. And it's not intentional.
He's on the weed. Patrick in Bellevue, hello.
Yeah, Spike, this happened to me last year. It was for literally a couple of weeks. A bird flying into the same window at the same time every day. It's the bird seeing its reflection. And there was nothing I could do in terms of curtains or anything like that. Just when the sun would hit it at the proper light, it would see something, it would go after it. So it was like every time, every day for like 2 weeks.
But he did it like, you know, he didn't just do it once and then next day he came back and did it once again.
He does it multiple times
in a
day.
He's doing it five, seven times
Patrick
in a row.
Patrick is
man.
Absolutely correct. He's seeing his reflection. He's looking for a mate. So what you have to do is put up a screen. No reflection, no problem.
Put a screen on the outside.
Yep.
Okay.
Or prepare a lovely recipe. For the eventuality.
I mean, I'm like, this
tastes
just
like chicken.
I don't know if he was just trying to catch a buzz or... Well, I appreciate the heads up on it. It's disturbing. I mean, one of these days I'm going to look out there and he's going to be just lying dead on the balcony.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. That's going to do it for us today. Be listening all day long for your cue to call in for Heart by Heart tickets with the guys that are going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame playing a special show, a thank you show, and a congratulations to everybody. Ann and Nancy do the show the following week, the 9th, at Benaroya Hall. That's sold out. The city prepares to congratulate Hart. Been a lot of announcements of people going to play at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is on April 18th. Be ready to win at a moment's notice when you hear the promo on 95.7 KJR, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now, the word of the day.
Brought to you by Clearwater Casino. The word of the day is transplantation.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A picture is worth a thousand words, but a Jerry and Lois picture is like a million pictures. Spring is here, and you know what that means? Senior photos. Have you ever seen a bad senior photo? Don't let this happen to your kid. Don't let this happen to you. You need Jerry and Lois Photography. They're real good friends of ours. They are amazing. And you can book them right now. Go to jerryandlois.com/radio. Jerry and Lois Photography for your senior photo.
Dave's made some good choices in his life and plenty of bad ones, like smoking for 30 years. But when Dave read that late-stage lung cancer had a 95% death rate, it made him think twice about his nagging cough. So Dave went to Seattle Cancer Care Alliance for a CT lung cancer screening. SCCA has the largest, most experienced lung cancer program in the Northwest. And SCCA patients have higher 5-year survival rates for almost every cancer type. SCCA doctors were able to find and treat Dave's lung cancer early, and 7 years later, Dave is cancer and smoke-free. He still makes dubious choices from time to time. But hey, that's what living's all about.
No one chooses to get cancer, but you do have a choice about where you're treated. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. To make a lung cancer screening appointment, call 206-288-6734.
You know the best thing about winter? It's over. So come on down to Cabela's for our Get Outdoors sale. You can pick up our new XPG Dash tents starting at $139.99 or save $30 on our new men's and women's Dry Plus Storm's Edge rainwear. We're even offering 25 to 30% off Cabela's Fisherman Series tackle bags. So if it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, come to Cabela's and get everything you need to get outdoors.
At Safeway, we know that bacon is key to a delicious Easter breakfast. And for an amazing Easter dinner, you gotta have a juicy, delectable ham. So this week at Safeway, when you buy any one Hormel Cure 81 Classic Boneless Half Unsliced Ham, you'll get any one Hormel Black Label Bacon free, 12 to 16 ounces. Safeway has deals on all your Easter goodies, candies to flowers. Plus, you can get free Hormel Bacon when you buy a Hormel Ham with your club card. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Big news, Seattle. Our last engagement was such a success that we've decided we're going to do it again. Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is back. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music. Oh, what a night. Jersey Boys returns to Seattle April 4th for 5 weeks only. Visit fifthavenue.org today.
Let's face it, it's been a long winter and we're tired of being cold and all cooped up. But take heart, because this weekend, it's finally gonna be warm. Which is why Johnsonville is proclaiming the official start of Springville. Ah, Springville, when it's mildly fine enough to fire up the grill and cook up some Johnsonville sausage. The semi-okay weather beckons you outside. You peel off your jacket, put on a lighter jacket, slather on the SPF 3 sunscreen, and start grilling. Imagine those juicy Johnsonville brats, the smell of those perfectly seasoned Italian sausages wafting through the tepid air. Ooh, feel the sun. It's so adequate on your skin. Yes, these are the moments we've been waiting for. So get out the grill, cook up some Johnsonville, and welcome Springville, Weekendville, and Alive at Lastville in all their relative glory. Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes and let the villing begin.
You're in your car and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there too, but you won't be needing it.
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Insidious, creepy, terrifying.
A botanical being invading the suburbs, choking the life out of lawns everywhere.
Moss invasion.
It's so green!
But a top scientist, equally unrelenting, has found a way to stop it.
Moss out. Tell every citizen to get moss out. Hurry!
Moss out. The fast, effective way to reclaim your lawn from moss invasion.
When moss gets in, get moss out. Available at your local lawn and garden retailer.
Ever since my daughter Emma was a baby, her safety started with me. I childproofed the whole house when she started crawling. And when she turned six, I was there with training wheels and a sparkly red helmet. I've strapped her in everything from strollers to car seats. And I still remind her to wear her seatbelt every time she's in the passenger seat. Now she's almost 16 and about to start driving a real car. And once again, I'm going to be there for her. We're both going to sign the Mutual Driving Agreement from Toyota. It's our promise to each other to drive safely. That means no calling or texting, no speeding, and always buckling up. Safer driving. It starts with me.
Visit toyotainaction.com to make the Mutual Driving Agreement pledge and see how Toyota is helping to keep teens safe on the road. Toyota, let's go places.
What do a dead drummer and an astrophysicist have in common?
How many oceans are there on the planet?
What highway runs through the U.S. but can't be traveled by car?
To find out the answers to these and many more intriguing questions, check out the Smithsonian's new website, SeriouslyAmazing.com. Questions about art, history, science, and culture come alive every day on SeriouslyAmazing.com. Brought to you by the Smithsonian you remember and the Smithsonian you have only begun to discover. Smithsonian. Seriously Amazing. Amazing.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound on the Valley Freeway, just after 405, we've got road construction blocking one lane there. Unfortunately, it's backing up traffic for quite a few miles at the moment. Out to 212th, you'll see some pretty heavy traffic through there. It's a ridiculously slow drive, at least compared to what it looks like this time of the day normally. So I'd avoid that area if I were you. 405 southbound, the ramp from 527, partially blocked by an accident.
This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Email marketing from Constant Contact is an easy-to-use tool that helps you to reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle. 95.7 KJR. An iHeart Radio Station.